USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Representative Mike Gallagher says last week's testimony from TikTok CEO has increased the likelihood that Congress will take some action.
We have the only bipartisan bicameral bill that would allow for either a ban or a forced sale to an American company.
Appearing on ABC's This Week alongside Illinois Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, the Wisconsin Republican said national security concerns surrounding the widely popular Chinese-owned video app have united Democrats and Republicans. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeted that the House would be moving forward with legislation targeting the platform. A top Federal Reserve official says recent stress in the banking sector is bringing the U.S. closer to recession. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Minneapolis's Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari noted the trend, but said it's unclear if that stress is leading to what he described as widespread credit crunch. He explained that would slow down the economy. Still, he maintained the U.S. banking system remains fundamentally sound. The government is looking for more recruits in the Army. No, not here in the U.S.
There's a new campaign going on in Russia trying to get men to enlist in the Army to fight against Ukraine. Advertisements promise cash bonuses and enticing benefits. Enlistment offices are also working with universities and social service agencies to lure students and the unemployed into service. Russia trying to get eligible men to enlist voluntarily so it doesn't have to issue another call-up of reservists. The last mobilization sent panic throughout the country and tens of thousands fled rather than reporting to a recruiting station. I'm John Schaefer.
Two Baton Rouge, Louisiana police officers are dead following a helicopter crash. They were called in to assist in a police chase when it went down. The wreckage wasn't found for several hours. It's unknown what led to the crash. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The FBI has been notified after an airplane passenger allegedly opened the emergency exit door as a Delta flight was getting ready for takeoff on Saturday. Los Angeles International Airport officials confirmed the incident and said the emergency slide was deployed as a result. The passenger was detained on site and the flight was allowed to continue on to its destination, Seattle. Vice President Harris is beginning a three-nation visit to Africa.
I'm very excited about the impact of the future of Africa on the rest of the world, including the United States of America.
Harris spoke briefly after she and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff arrived in Ghana today. Harris is expected to deliver several speeches and meet with leaders in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia during the week-long visit. Members of a Hollywood Hills household are suing Netflix in connection with the series Buying Beverly Hills. The lawsuit claims an image likely taken by a drone of their unique and isolated home last year for the program has caused them relentless harassment by sightseers and real estate agents. The plaintiff alleges the situation is raising safety concerns with those who want to rob or burglarize homes because entrances, exits, and floor layouts are seen on the show. Search and recovery efforts continue after an outbreak of tornadoes across Mississippi and Alabama that killed at least 26 people. Rural towns of Silver City and Rolling Fork bore the brunt of the damage Friday night. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.